GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Heldrick Tyler Show. Gee, you said before the break that you had come across a veto that Governor Janet Mills issued, yesterday?
Yeah. It's not the biggest story of the year, but okay. I smile because I thought of this in the past. There was a bill that was passed, mm-hmm. and it was carried over, and one of those bills was carried over. And this would allow candidates to run for office in the state of Maine mm-hmm. using not their legal name, but their nickname.
Excuse me?
Their nickname. It passed. Now, one of the guys that was after was a representative, Billy Bob. I'm not making this up.
Fine. It was just funny that this.
I know we make that name fun. Yep. Billy Bob Falkingham.
Where's he from? I'm going to say Western.
Billy Bob is down east, I think, Winter Harbor.
Winter Harbor.
Yeah, he's a Republican from Winter Harbor.
Oh, he's been on the pro. Now that you say that,
yeah.
I recall.
Yeah. And he's got to run for re-election. Now, his real name is William Robert when he runs for re-election. But everybody knows him as, I guess, Billy Bob. So he wanted to be on the ballot as Billy Bob. He's been in here before. He's running for his second term in the legislature.
Hey, Billy Bob, if you're listening right now, 1-800-966-1039. Or if you recall, dig back and you know the secret squirrel line to call in because you've been on our program before. I'd love to talk to you.
Now, there is another way you can do it. You can change your name. That's what the governor said in her veto message. She opposed the measure because some candidates could exploit it, like as an electioneering type of thing with using monikers like the greatest.
Oh, someone just sent us his phone number.
Or the people's hero. She said candidates can always use their nicknames on their campaign materials. They can put up a sign that vote for Billy Bob. But she wouldn't let it go through. She vetoed, and the veto is sustained. She said, why don't you go to probate court and change your name?
The veto was, they voted on it yesterday already?
Yeah, I got the vote here somewhere. It's 86-53. Need 2/3, didn't get it. Now, Shelley Pingree's name is not Shelley Pingree.
I wish I had been ready for that moment because I would have had the sound effect ready. What is Shelley Pingree's real name?
Rochelle Marie.
And is that how she's listed on the ballot?
Shelley Pingree, because she went to probate court and had it changed. And so could Billy Bob. Trey Stewart, a Republican from Presque Isle,
the Star City. Yep.
He supported the measure because, like Falkingham, they know him as Trey, but that's not his name. So his legal name is Harold. So he has to put, when he runs, he has to run as Harold Stewart III.
Yeah, because Hal Stewart is his dad's dad.
Yeah.
And he lived.
A judge.
And he lived three doors down from us on Barton Street in Presque Isle growing up, delivered his newspaper.
Trey wanted to switch to. No. Anybody else? I don't know. It must be some others. I don't know.
Oh, Trey's trying to call on the text line. No, not Trey. Billy Bob's trying to call
Billy
on
Bob's
the text
calling.
Line. No. Not this number.
But anyway, I read through that. Yes, I thought of, you know, this isn't the first time I've thought of this. What happens if you're known by one name and you run on as another one?
Hey, text message. Okay. I know Billy Bob, and it took me a bit longer than I'd like to admit to realize that William Robert was the same guy. Here he is dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. Billy Bob Falkingham, Winter Harbor. Hey, thanks for taking our text message. Thanks for calling in. The governor vetoed the bill. Are you surprised?
Good morning, you guys. I caught you ridiculing me there a little bit in between.
No, we love you. No, only George was ridiculing you. I wasn't.
We just like Billy Bob. We think Billy Bob is a kind of a funny name.
So why'd you get support the first time around? It passes, but then when the governor vetoes it, then we can't override the veto.
Right. So, some people thought this was kind of a silly bill and, you know, poked fun at it a little bit. But when I get into the committee and explain to the committee, you know, the real reasons for this bill and how it would improve transparency and the fact that people really should know who they are voting for when they cast a ballot. It passed with a majority report in the committee. Then the bill went to the House and went under the hammer in the House. It passed unanimously in the House.
Wow.
So then I had a little bit of a tougher job because the all three senators in the committee voted against it. But I was able to go and talk to senators individually. And I believe when that had a roll call in the Senate, it passed 23-11 on the last roll call that it had. So it got through pretty strongly. And then the governor held it over the summer and just recently decided to veto it. So it came back to the House and we took up the vote and it was 86-53, I believe. So
correct.
It had pretty good support in the House, but I guess I fell about seven votes shy. So that's fairly close, but not quite close enough.
You got to talk to senators about it and House members. Did you ever get to talk to the governor about it one-on-one?
No, I actually never talked to her about it. She never invited me in for a talk about it before she vetoed it. So I never did get to talk to her one-on-one about it. I guess I probably should have tried to make that happen, but it just didn't work out.
Well, the governor's a lawyer, of course, and former attorney general. She said, well, you can still put your Billy Bob name on your campaign material and your signs if you feel strongly, but if you really want it to run on, you got to go to probate court and change your name. And that's what Shelley Pingree did. Who's Shelley Pingree?
Right.
Is Rochelle Marie Johnson. I didn't know that. Did you?
No.
I didn't know it until good Representative Craig Hickman informed me of that. But so there is a way to change your name through probate court, but it's very cumbersome. And as I said yesterday in my floor speech, there's a lot of reasons why I would never change my name legally because I feel that it's an insult to my name that I'm very, very proud of. It's just not the name people know me as.
Hmm. In a state where we go out of our way to make sure that everyone can vote, even if they can't get to the polls, vote early. And in a time when we really want to make it an easy path for someone to choose to run for office, you would think that maybe we'd give this a try, but no.
Right. And the Secretary of State, I know, was opposed to it, but he compared it to some issues he's had with license plates because he didn't want to be the decider of what passes and what doesn't. But that's why in the committee we put in an amendment that said that anyone who wished to put that on the ballot had to sign a sworn affidavit. And I really didn't foresee anybody going to the Secretary of State, going through all the work of getting on the ballot, and then lying on a legal document about a name that they weren't known by.
Listener sends us a note and said, now Shifty and D Money could run for office. But they're noting all of the drug dealers who are convicted and their names get in the paper and you always get. I probably have one right here.
Governor wasn't opposed to you per se. She was concerned. Again, it's her legal lease coming out, I think. She was afraid somebody was going to come up with a moniker like the greatest or people's hero. And so they'd be campaigning vote for the people's hero. So she said, no. You got to use your legal name, and if you don't like your legal name, then you better change it.
Would your measure have prevented someone from campaigning or listing their name as the greatest or vote for me or something like that?
Right. I just don't think anybody would sign a sworn affidavit saying something ridiculous like that. But the point that I was making was that if they did want to do that badly enough to put that on the ballot, then there's already a process for that. They can go to the probate court and do that as the governor explained. So, and then in that instance, the Secretary of State would have no recourse to stop them from putting that on the ballot. There'd be absolutely nothing they could do. at least in my bill, this is for people that, because changing your name is cumbersome. It affects bank loans. It affects driver's licenses. It affects a whole host of legal issues. This is just a matter of transparency on the ballot. This was just to let people know who they were voting for, because as I've seen firsthand and demonstrated, that I actually had somebody vote for me that didn't know that knew me and voted for me and didn't know that they voted for me because they did not recognize that name.
Well, your name is William Robert.
Yeah, that's right.
William Robert Falkingham.
Okay, well, let me get in trouble here. If you're not smart enough to be in the to realize William Robert Billy Baugh, if you're not smart enough to connect the dots there, maybe you shouldn't be voting. Okay, I just got myself in trouble for saying that, but it's not too tough to figure that out.
So let me give you an example why that would matter. As I was campaigning, I was going door to door, knocking on people's doors, and I was coming into their house and talking to them or talking to them on their doorstep. And a lot of people suggested to me early on what I was going to do about this. Was I going to be William Falkingham? Well, when I got to that first door and I go to shake the person's hand, I can't just say a name that's not my name, that's not something I go by. So I instantly introduce myself, who I am, Billy Bob Falkingham. Well, that name, a lot of people remember that name pretty easy. Last names, not so much. So a lot of people that I'm introducing are probably going to remember Billy Bob, not going to remember last names. Don't care about political parties, don't even know what Democrat, Republican is, but like me, want to go and vote for me. They get to the ballot box, look on there, they're looking down the list for a Billy Bob, they don't see one anywhere on there. So I think it really was an important issue to let people know who they're voting for. They should have that opportunity.
Well, your great-grandfather was Billy Bob, right?
No, I was actually named after my great grandfather William.
Oh, okay.
It's my first name, and his father was named William, and he was actually a mason in Alexandria. He set the last stone in the Washington Monument.
No, really?
Great!
Wow!
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
I'm proud of that name. I don't go by that name, but I'm very proud of that name. And my middle name, Robert, is after my grandfather Bob. He was always known as Bob too, but his name was Robert. He was a World War II veteran. He got a Purple Heart from a Japanese mortar fighting on the Pacific Islands. So I'm very proud of the name William Robert. It's just a name that I have never been known as or been called or anything my whole entire life. So I'm very proud of that name legally. But as far as people knowing me, they know me as Billy Bob.
We got less than a minute here, but a listener sends a note. What's to prevent someone from getting their name on the ballot as George Hale or as Rick Tyler?
You got to use a legal name.
No. If they had allowed a nickname, someone could have gone in and said, well, my nickname is George Hale.
Well, they could do that now. They just need to go to the probate court.
Change it.
Yeah.
Take a few minutes, change it to George Hale or Rick Tyler, and they can do that right now. It's perfectly legal. And, If they were to do that, the Secretary of State would have no recourse.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.